Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Stuart here, and Larry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, hanging in. We've just been having storms again, so I'm crossing my fingers.
Well, I was watching the Weather Channel, and it's just horrendous. The flooding, it's destroying roads, interstates, cutting off all kinds of problems. And unfortunately, this is what the bots had forecast. These storms that would have huge amounts of water in them and drastic flooding all over. Let's, before we get into earth changes and all that, what's this deal with, to me it sounds very foreboding, that China is recalling its citizens that are in North Korea out? What's your, what have you got on that?
That's the latest report. Of course, Trump and Tillerson, et cetera, are, demanding that North Korea withdraw its nuclear works that are going on and not set off another nuke, which it appears they're planning to do. And at the same time, we've got the bombers flying over South Korea. We've got the new Armada, by the way, that U.S. Naval Task Force come in. And now the South Korean warships have also joined the Japanese warship that's included in that. So it's an Armada. And little Kim is mad. And so China now, because of the events and the direction of the events, has recalled all of its citizens out of North Korea immediately.
Why would they do that unless they know that war is imminent? What do you think?
What's interesting, Stuart, and I seem to remember, and it echoes in my mind a little bit, what you said a show or two ago. You talked about maybe North Korea is the first domino in what we're seeing come up. And that kind of struck me because there does seem to be an incredible push on for this conflict between the U.S. and North Korea. And it's almost like, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion, it almost is like it's scripted to some degree.
Well, there is a statement made by one of the big guys in the Illuminati, and he said nothing of importance happens unless it was planned that way. So, basing it on that kind of a remark, basing it on the protocols, basing it on Iron Mountain, and all of these other things that we see, silent weapons for quiet wars, I would say yes, it is all scripted. And what we're watching is kind of a stage play, bellicose remarks, missiles being launched. It's almost like, you ever watch two birds when they're in a mating dance? It's almost like this is what this is about. And everybody's dancing around and, threatening everybody. And it just seems like it's going to get out of control.
And yeah, it's very interesting.
China,
Stuart,
has a lot to gain. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention it's very interesting because North Korea has been firing its missiles, not too successfully, but they have been firing them. And then today, Iran launched a missile from a submarine. And then, by the way, we've had now fired our second intercontinental ballistic missile off California coast into the Marshall Islands region. So there's a lot of posturing missile-wise right now, too.
I have here an article, and I need your comments on it, and it dovetails into what we're talking about. Russia's top secret weapon, Status 6, also known as Kenyan, could bring a nuclear nightmare to America. What is that about? Have you done any research on that at all?
I don't remember it by that name. There's one called a Satan 7 that Russia has that could destroy. It can destroy like France or Germany. You know, it can destroy a whole state in the United States. That may be what you're talking about, and they call that the Satan 7 device. But on the other hand, too, Stuart, there was a report came out today. It was on Yahoo News of all places. And it reported that Russia had already, by submarines, set in secret places on the East Coast nukes to be used when needed.
I think this is what this is about. Let me read part of it, and then you can see if that rings a bell. And this new story over at History in Orbit called New Russian Super Weapons That Are Causing the World to Take Notice. They warn us to watch the seas for new Russian weapon technology as they briefly report Russia is getting downright sneaky about their placement of nuclear warheads, and rumor has it the next generation of nuclear missiles will be submarine launched. Then they say, also reporting, right now you can probably find some of these missiles housed within the Borei-class nuclear subs. Is this the same thing of their planting undersea nukes, maybe, to light off?
I'm not real sure if that's the same plan, but I do remember about a year ago there were some plans released on the Internet that showed the designs of the structure of submarines that could sneak up on coast and fire a nuke, you know, into the underwater. And, of course, Augusto Perez, you'll remember, had this real strange dream vision.
Yes.
Of some kind of great disturbance off the East Coast, up off of, I guess, Maryland and that region, that was unknown to him. He didn't know what caused it, but it was massive and created a massive tsunami.
Well, this thing says a Popular Mechanics reported that the undersea drones, which carry an enormous nuclear warhead to destroy coastal cities and military bases, was tested late last month. The Russians already have a submarine drone capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Nicknamed Kenyan by the CIA and the Pentagon, the Barents Independent Observer reported also back in December of 2016, Russia's doomsday weapon could produce a tsunami up to 500 meters high, which would theoretically wipe out most of the U.S. East Coast and hundreds of miles inland. The following description of the weapon and its danger comes from the Barents Observatory or story. What Pentagon names Kenyan is what in Russia is known as Ocean Multipurpose System Status 6, a top secret weapon system. So this has got to be in addition to the Satan 7, and the world has never seen anything like it before. Russian state TV Channel 1 showed a glimpse of a graphic slide of the Status 6, later on said to be an unauthorized leak of a super weapon development plan. The drawings on the slide could very well be a purposeful leak aimed at telling the world that the weapon systems that are under development. The TV news covered the meeting in Sochi, I guess they call it, when Putin was told by high-ranking officials in the strategic forces how Russia's nuclear deterrent strategy is developing. Wow. So they could, that may be very well what he saw.
Well, it could very well be, Stuart. And by the way, Putin and Trump actually had a phone conversation. And, of course, the left and the establishment have all gone crazy because Putin and Trump now are able to talk by phone to each other. And, you know, I liked your comment. We had talked earlier about this and how that matter of fact, let me read this real quick, and I'll get your opinion. But we had talked earlier, and you said that you believe that they're really pushing Trump into a war with Putin. In other words, a U.S.-Russian war is where they're pushing, and they don't want dialogue between those two. But that profile out of Israel Today said Putin and Trump discuss Iranians on Israel's borders and putting a de-escalation zone plan for Syria. In other words, Putin and Trump in a phone conversation have agreed to work together and have been discussing the Iranians that have come down on Israel's border. And at the same time, Russia is expressing its desire to work with the U.S. to de-escalate the zones in Syria and actually create a partition appearance in Syria to maybe destabilize that region into the fact that instead of having one big war, it's actually a bunch of partitions that belong to different groups. And what do you think?
Well, that would make sense because of the tribal situation over there. You're never going to get these different tribes, the Sunnis and all of that, to agree with anybody else. They hate each other. And this is kind of like what's going on in the Balkans. Have you heard anything about that? But I've heard, well, let me read you a couple headlines. Trump pleads with Putin to stop Serbian holy war as U.S. warns its citizens to avoid Europe. Prime Minister Merkel of Germany, or whatever she calls herself, rushes to meet Putin as 150,000 Russian troops are ordered to protect Serbia at all costs. Are we hearing anything about this on the news? You know, that's where World Wars I and II started.
Yeah, we're not hearing any of this on regular news. I've been picking up pieces of information and intel. I haven't posted any of it, but I've been picking it up about the situation between NATO forces and Russia, and it's very volatile. I mean, there's no joke about that. It's very volatile. And matter of fact, there's a new One American News system on DirecTV now, and I told you about that. It's called One American News. I think it's OANN.com or org. I don't remember at the moment, but they appear to be really telling some international news that we're not seeing. I'm not sure where they're out of, but it's very interesting. OAN, One American News.
Hmm. Well, so this almost sounds more or less, how about Israel? Is Israel still on high alert? I would imagine it must be.
Yeah, they're absolutely on high alert. As a matter of fact, Israel recently received some new F 35 warplanes, and they've actually been using not only the planes to attack near Damascus, but they've also been using missile strikes just outside of Damascus around the airport. Reportedly yesterday, there was a couple of Iranian cargo planes had flown in of what was reported to be new missiles to be used against Israel, and Israel took them out right there at the airport. So there's a lot of high-velocity activity going on, and my contacts in Israel are still saying we're going to war.
Okay, so what's this with Iranian troops on the border? What are they doing there?
Well, they wasn't supposed to be there, but they've infiltrated down into ISIS, and they're on the northern border. They're on the Golan Heights region, and it's Iranian troops. Matter of fact, Israel has had to fire at them a number of times because they're coming too close to the border. But it's a mixture of Iranian, Syrian, and Hezbollah fighters. It's an army, and that's right there on Israel's northern border. And there are reports that when the missile attacks from Hezbollah start coming out of Lebanon, that these
they'll invade.
Troops are going to attack the Golan to try to retake it. Now, you know, I don't know. That's maybe prophetic a little, but I guess we'll see.
Well, we do know that we have the Daniel 8 Persian War. We have Isaiah chapter 17. And we have Ezekiel 38 and 39. But it almost sounds like we have the Armageddon script really, really coming into play here, because the Armageddon script was about North Korea, South Korea, the South China Seas, China takes Taiwan, trouble in the Balkans, trouble in Israel. And here's what this, now let's just sort your fall, so you gotta, you know, use your, anyway, Trump pleads with Putin to stop Serbian holy war. Another foreboding Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin says that President Donald Trump has requested an emergency telephone conference, which we know took place, with Putin in a last-minute plea to avoid a holy war in the Balkans, and who is joined in that effort by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who unexpectedly rushed to meet Putin today, while at the same time the United States just issued an extraordinary travel warning stating that all of its citizens should avoid travel to Europe. As we had previously discussed on May 1, Merkel rushes to Putin at 150,000 troops are ordered to protect Serbia at all costs. The highly volatile Balkans region now stands at the brink of an unimaginable conflict due to the West attempting to create a Greater Albania state that Albania has vowed to create through war. Turkey is now urging war to create too. But Christian Orthodox Serbia has vowed to stop and warned that this effort would lead to a great Balkan war. Now, when was that? Back in around 2001 that we had all that Serbian-Albania-type wars going on that we got involved in, actually?
Yeah, yeah, I remember
I
that.
I heard anything
but,
about
also, yeah, you mentioned Turkey. Erdogan just arrived in Moscow. He's meeting with Putin today. So there's something really afoot. I'm like you. It seems like so much is going on that this is a script that's been laid out, and everybody's walking in, I guess, their footprints.
Yeah. What else is cooking in the war zone? Has North Korea made any more bellicose remarks towards the United States, or are they just thumbing their nose at us now?
Well, most of it is Kim's rhetoric. Since we've got the B-bombers over there flying over South Korea, Kim has warned the U.S. that war is imminent and he's going to war. So, but the strange thing is there's some activity that's odd. He's putting a number of missile launchers on barges. Now, whether this becomes his battleship tug with a tugboat in front, I don't know. But, you know, this guy's weird. This guy's really weird.
Well, it might work.
It
might. He'd be a pretty good target.
Yeah.
Wow. Moving back to the United States, I got two articles. And I know you're in the middle of rain down there, so you could comment on what's going on with the food. Cattle futures extended a surge to a record. Wholesale beef prices jumped to a 13-month high after a weekend blizzard hammered the Midwest. Kansas Livestock Group estimated the snowstorm has killed thousands of animals. So we're getting hammered with snow, flooding, and here's another headline. We lost the western Kansas wheat crop this weekend. You know, we've been, the bots, I want to get into the bots a little bit, but they have talked about famine coming. That we are going,
yeah,
you know, you remember the Joseph 2-year, 5-year? It looks like we are entering into the first years of the 2 years where there's some crop, but not a lot. And then there's no
crops. That's true, Stuart, at all. And a matter of fact, they're saying that a lot of vegetable prices now are going to skyrocket, especially like avocados and things such as that. You know, we had talked earlier, you and I, about how the foods that we buy, we purchase in the store now, bananas, avocados, et cetera, only last a couple of days. They don't last any time anymore, and they're not really all that good. And now it appears there's going to be scarcities because I know you've noticed you've got friends down in Chile and Peru, and they've had horrendous storms and weather, and so has the U.S. Matter of fact, my comment on what you just said is that some trains are even being stopped now by the flooding, especially in Missouri, Arkansas, that region, and foodstuffs are not being able to be moved easily, even if they're available.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's trouble coming, and I hope the people listening have done something about it before it's too late. Now, I want to get into the bots a little bit, as I'm going to get into this on Friday's show a little more, but I just wanted to read something to you. Remember we have talked about the galactic superwave?
Sure.
The cosmic wave and then the gravity wave?
Yeah.
And then we talked about this mystic who said that there was a wave coming through and it was going to remove certain people and change others. Well, listen, now Cliff High does not like Christians whatsoever, and he's very adamant about it. So this is very, very interesting in view of that. He says these new and unknown, not ever experienced by modern humans, energies from space are going to be causing quite a few problems here on Earth, not only with increased gamma radiation exposure, but also through seismic activities increasing, as well as blackouts of electrical systems and many other stranger effects, some of which have been discussed earlier in the report. I don't have time to get into it, but I will, Friday. One of the stranger effects is currently being witnessed in the New Age communities where these energies are being touted as a proximate cause for ascension. While a bit vague as to exactly what ascension may entail, the mechanics of it are being put down to a solar burst. The expectation is being maintained that the ascending solar burst is due within the next 6 to 8 years. While somewhat vague, there are many details offered for ascension and its impacts, including numeracy from supposed higher sources about exactly how many humans can expect to ascend. Brings to mind the Book of Enoch, and they ascend into what they think is their gods at that point. The numbers vary, but in general are quoted as less than a million. The ascension is also described in New Age cosmology of the impacts of these energies from space as somehow splitting all of reality, sounds like the Mandela effect, into two nearly exact copies, such that the ascended will find themselves on a very sparsely inhabited planet, while the rest of us who do not qualify for this process will be relatively undisturbed here on our lower density Earth, accepting that there will be a sudden disappearance of those who are able to ascend by virtue or work, connections, bribery, he says, or unspecified selection criteria. Now, you know, that sounds an awful lot like a removal, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's very strange for Cliff High, but it does. You know, you remember what you said, talking about the gravity wave and the energy waves that were coming in and how that could even change DNA.
Yes, I think it does. I don't think there's... How else? Well, you can fool people, as you know, being a police officer. It's probably, you know, you get into that sort of thing where people are literally fooled into things. But this thing sounds like no one can stand against the strong delusion that God cast down, except the people that are protected by him. And that would tend to include, as the New Age constantly is saying, there will be an illuminating, that people will become illuminated, I guess you could call it, as we go into the New World Order. And it is very much New Age. But he does say this, that don't take it lightly. He said it's very important. While the New Age Ascension story sounds a lot like the supposed rapture, he calls it, including an explanation for the rest of us, the left behind backstory, the fact that this meme exists and is coincident with the shift into this new region of the interstellar medium should not be minimized. So he's saying take it seriously. That something is coming. Something is going on. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty bizarre, but, you know, it's interesting, you know, for people that don't know the bots. Basically, it's a computer language that seems to be picking up a futuristic, the futuristic lingo of what's happening, and so that is odd.
Well, it's odd considering the year we're in, 5777, and when I was doing the Omega Code, and I put that out over 10 years ago now, I think, but I always came up to the year 2017, no matter how I tried to slice it. 2017 was the key pivot year, and then moving into 2018, all kinds of things begin to really go bizarro. And, of course, in September 23rd, with that star sign with Jupiter and now the destroyer behind it, how many signs do you think the humanity needs before it wakes up to any of this stuff?
Yeah, I tell you what, Jared, what's interesting, I remember when you did the Omega Code, I watched that very closely, and then along came the Torah codes, which seemed to be really in harmony. From what I read in the Torah Code, it seemed to be really in harmony with the Omega Code that you did. And here we are in that time frame. Now, let me run this by you real quick. It appears they're going to approve a temporary fix for the government to continue to operate until September. Isn't it odd that Trump just mentioned that maybe in September there might need to be a government shutdown to drain the swamp? And I'm wondering, you just mentioned September the 23rd. Is that an oddity, or is that a coincidence, or is there something real?
No, I think that's by design, and I think the hand of the Lord is designing it. You know what he says? I've stretched out my hand upon the nations, and I'm going to do what I have proposed I'm going to do. Nobody's going to stop me. So I guess what he's telling the UN and everybody else, don't try it, because I am going to do what I'm going to do. There is a hidden hand behind all of this, including the war rhetoric, and it's right on time, 5777. I can't, you know, how do you dispute it? It's there.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do people reach you, Larry? We got about a minute left. And comments you got?
Yeah, the quickest way is the blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org. Keep up with it.
Okay. Got any parting shots?
Oh, my. People just need to be aware. You know, don't foolishly waste your time. You know, get your home in order.
Yeah. The bots are very, very clear about famine coming and crop failures big time. And we're already seeing it happen. You're down where you are, they can't even get into fields up here. Only 12% of the planting has been done, 50%. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, everybody, and we'll see you Friday. So prepare yourselves, and good night. Take it easy.